So just go ahead and close your eyes. And once again, just begin to bring your focus to the seat of the soul, the divine entrance and exit, that tenth door, that place by which the soul enters and leaves this physical kingdom. Just by placing our attention here, we allow ourselves to awaken to that inner movement of loving, to that divine spark, the truth of who we are as soul. So simply give your attention to the truth of who you are and allow that loving to awaken within. Just relax and allow this to unfold. It is a simple and natural movement. Pay attention. Allow yourself to see, to hear, to know that action of God's grace as it awakens within us. And even if you think you don't know what this is, just let go of those thoughts. Let go of any feelings that you may feel going on that appear to cause separation. If you find your imagination just wandering, just bring it into that alignment, holding that focus inwards and upwards, and allowing the body to come to peace and stillness, so that as we become still, we come into the knowing of who we are. Now begin to visualize or simply observe that radiant form, however it comes forward. As a brilliant blue or purple light, or maybe just as a divine presence on the top of your head. Just focus more and more. Visualize and observe to allow that inner light to become real. It is through this light and through the sound by which we move into that greater oneness. And so now, as you hold this inner focus on the inner light, bring forward that action of the sound and movement of God's loving. Allow that sound of loving to awaken through the hue, the Anahu, or those sacred names of God. In a moment, we're going to chant the Anahu out loud. And just allow it to build. And pay attention so that you really come awake to the inner knowing of God's loving of your own soul. So just take in a deep breath, and on the exhale, we'll chant the Anahu out loud. Anahu. So just continue chanting inwardly, allowing the power of the name to build within you. And know that this power is God's divine presence, God's movement of loving, bringing us into the fullness, the wakefulness, the knowing of who we truly are as one with God. So continue now, both visualizing and observing, chanting and listening, sharing our loving with God, and allowing God to share God's love with us. And in this movement, pay attention and allow yourself to awaken to the being of who you truly are. And so now, just begin to bring your awareness once again to the seat of the soul, focusing at the spiritual eye center, holding your attention on that inner light and that inner sound, just allowing that loving to awaken within you, just observing, receiving, and giving. Just allowing that movement to ever flow freely, for it is in this movement that we come to know our oneness in this loving. This is the journey, a journey of loving. So just allow yourself to continue to move in this loving, and know that it is a process of just gradually awakening through this movement. It truly is according to God's timing, God's way, God's will. Our job is simply to make ourselves available, to create the space so that we give ourselves the opportunity as those divine children of God to come back into this movement, into this living, this truth of who we are. So just live it. Just love it. And know that it truly is all perfect. No matter what's going on, no matter what your experience, it really is in divine accordance to God's loving and unfoldment. So just hold your focus and attention at the spiritualized center, allowing yourself to also become more physically present while maintaining that inner awareness. Just allow that loving to move in and through the body, awakening and bringing life even to the physical form. But yet you, a soul, maintaining that inner knowing of that greater truth. Just as you're ready, you can open your eyes physically, keeping that spiritual focus and that spiritual eye open as well.